Good morning. Welcome to Wingardium Gamesiosa. This is a podcast devoted to games and pop culture and TV and movies and fantasy and sci-fi and whatever else we want to talk about. I am Mike.
I'm Tom.
And today we are talking about Skyrim. But before we get to that, we're going to catch you up. We haven't done one of these in a while. So let's fill you in on what we've been doing and what's coming up in our lives that we're excited about. And then Tom is going to talk to you guys about Skyrim, a game he has recently gotten back into. So, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really glad to be back. We just had so much that we couldn't do this anymore, but we're going to try and start doing them alternating. What day is it?
Like, every couple of weeks.
Yeah, every couple of weeks, because I'm not always with him, so we're gonna try and do it a few weeks.
So, we just came back from San Diego Comic-Con, which we got back a couple of weeks ago. What did you think of that?
I loved it. It's a nerd heaven. Like,
it is.
We got to demo the new Tomb Raider game.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider, yeah.
I love it. I've never played a Tomb Raider game. We've never had one. But we have played Uncharted. So this is going to be very similar. And she uses a bow, which is one of my favorite weapons of all time.
Yes, you do like a bow. And you were very good with it, actually, in the demo. It was a really nice demo. Who had it? Square Enix is the game maker publishing it, and they did a really good job with it. It definitely has an Uncharted vibe. If you like the Uncharted games, you're going to like Shadow of the Tomb Raider. It was a long demo. It was 20 minutes of gameplay, in-game gameplay. So however long it took you to do, that was how long the demo got to go, which is different. Normally it's a set time. You play as long as you play, and then it's done. But this was nice. There were long lines for it, but it was a really good demo. What would you think about the gameplay? Pretty easy to use?
Yeah. You shouldn't use your bow unless you're doing a problem with it, like where you had to, like, grapple.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use your bow because, well, I'm definitely going against my word here, and I'm going to be using my bow, but it's not the best because if you miss, they'll know that you're there with a gun. If you miss, you can still finish them quickly.
Yeah, switching between weapons actually is pretty easy to do. It's easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you definitely want to try and approach it stealth. The AI is it's actually pretty aggressive. At least in the game, in a demo section we saw, the AI enemies were very aggressive. So once you reveal your position, you're pretty screwed. They're coming at you hard.
Yeah, that's why I did most of mine with my bow and my shotgun.
Yeah, you did some up-close melee, too. Yeah,
yes.
You like a good melee, though. So, yeah, but Shadow of the Tomb Raider is going to be a good game. That comes out September 14th on PS4, Xbox, and PC.
We also got to demo Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest
which
11, yep.
Was very good. I never heard of the Dragon Quest series. Well, I've heard of them, but I've never played one. It was nice. It's a good role-playing game.
Yeah, it's a JRPG.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's good story. I like the horse and the fact that if you lose it, you can call it back to you.
It's actually called Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age. I'm staring at a poster on my studio wall.
We have the whole poster wall now.
Yeah, but it was good. I actually didn't play that at all. I just watched you play it.
It's nice. There's no dragons in it so far.
Yeah, RPGs aren't my thing, but they're definitely your thing. You like the art style.
They're definitely my thing. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about in Skyrim, which is a major open world RPG, is graphics. It really felt like an RPG to me.
Yeah, so that is a PS4 exclusive. Comes out September 4th. One game we did not get to demo, it was at Comic-Con, but the line was so super long, was PlayStation's new Spider-Man game, which comes out also September 4th. And this looks like maybe Game of the Year contender. Everyone's extremely excited for it, just from watching from afar, because the lines were so deep. We just from watching in the background, and they had a lot of gameplay up on the big screens around Sony's booth. It's a beautiful game.
Remember that Batman Arkham game? Mm-hmm. It really feels like that, but better.
Yeah.
The Arkham game was good. I loved it. But this one, it feels better somehow, because the villains are actual supervillains from Spider-Man. And so, I really like that. We're definitely getting it. I'll even pay with my own money, like at that time I bought you lunch.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that's pretty big. That's pretty big. What was another game? We played, we got the demo, both of us, Super Smash Brothers was at Comic-Con.
Yes, that was good.
People are going to hate me for this. I'm not a Super Smash guy. I've never really played the game before. It's not really the kind of game that I would like. But I also don't go crazy for playing Mario Kart either. If I'm going to play Mario, I want to play a straight Mario game. But Tom does, and Tom enjoys the previous Super Smash Brothers, so I'll let you talk about Super Smash Brothers. What did you think of it? I got my butt kicked. You were playing 4v4, and I came in last in every single match, like, by a lot. What did you think of Super Smash Brothers?
It was good. I really hope they patch the Manchu glitch. Any diehard Smash fan out there will know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, there was an old Smash Bros. Games where people found out how to switch skill sets. And if you switched, like, Ganondorf with Pikachu, it would just come up with, like, a Pikachu standing on two legs with arms. It's so creepy. Like, just so creepy. And I can't even talk about it. Let's get to the schedule updates.
Let's talk about some games that are going to be coming out, actually, for the rest of the year. Because I'm curious what you're thinking about some of these games. The only game that we particularly care about, but Madden NFL 19, is going to come out on August 10th for all the sports nuts. We don't play sports games really. Ever.
You wanted to get into FIFA, but you didn't.
I play FIFA like casually.
It's a glitch heaven.
I don't know. I didn't find it very glitchy. I didn't like the story mode as much as I thought, because I like story modes mostly. I mean, I play games because I like a campaign mode or a story mode. Yeah. Going the whole season in FIFA, what was that? FIFA, I guess, 17. Didn't really do it for me. Just too much time between games. I just wanted to play games. Telltale's The Walking Dead, the final season, episode 1, drops on August 14th. For people who are fans of that series, and I know there's a lot of them, I know they've been waiting for that. Especially as The Walking Dead begins its ninth season soon. Divinity Original Sin 2 comes out on PS4 and Xbox One on August 31st. Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Striker comes out at the end of the month, August 31st.
Just wait one second.
Okay. Tom likes the Naruto to Boruto games.
Naruto for life!
Yeah, Tommy is Naruto for life. He just came and brought his, what game is that? Oh, that's a Naruto game. Okay,
yep.
So
Naruto wrote to Boruto Storm 4.
Yeah, so Destiny 2 Forsaken. So you're going to be excited for that game. So that's a game definitely going to try out. Destiny 2 Forsaken DLC drops on September 4th for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. We talked about Dragon Quest XI just on PS4, September 4th.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption is coming up. Yep.
You're jumping the gun.
Spider-Man comes out on PS4 on September 7th. NBA 2K19, September 11th. Shadow of the Tomb Raider. This is the game I'm probably looking forward most to now that having played the demo.
I think I'm looking forward to Red Dead Redemption and Spider-Man.
September 14th. Spyro Reignited Trilogy, which was at Comic-Con, but we didn't play that. We had to choose between that and something else.
Mega Man.
Mega Man. Yes, Mega Man 11 comes out.
It wasn't a game. It was just
the panel.
Yeah, it was the panel, which I got to see. My dad didn't. I did.
Yeah. Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I saw the Mega Man. I saw the half of it.
Yeah, you saw it.
Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Torn of the Golden Country DLC comes out on the Switch on September 21st. Life is Strange 2. I know people are big fans of the Life is Strange and the Before the Storm series. Episode 1 of Life is Strange 2 comes out on September 27th. That is on all consoles. Oh, not Switch. PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Dragon Ball FighterZ comes out on the Switch on September 28th. FIFA 19. FIFA 19 is coming out on Xbox 360 even, and PS3. Who makes games for those systems anymore? That drops on September 28th. Let's go. Mega Man 11, which we didn't actually get to play again. The lines were long, but we played the Mega Man 2. We played the Mega Man 2, Mega Man 10 Legacy Collection games at Comic-Con. But Mega Man 11, which... what did you think about Mega Man 11? You saw some of the panels.
It's really cool. They're adding... in a lot of new features, especially a new RoboMaster, Torchman. And we first got to see him at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. It's amazing. He looks super hard, and I love super hard bosses, except for the Dragon Sky. Yeah, but he's really cool, and he's a new RoboMaster, which they haven't done that in a long time, and if you don't want this, they did like an update for one of the older games, Legacy Collection, right?
Yeah, Mega Man 10, Legacy Collection 1, and Legacy Collection 2. That was what you got to play.
They added in a challenge mode where you face two RoboMasters at once. It's hard. I got to check out that. Super hard. Just the fact that you're fighting a small boss, like Chill Penguin, but with, like, Frost Walrus, who's ginormous, taking up most of the screen. So it's really hard. There's no real way to go in there. It's either get Frost Wallace out first and then die to Chill Penguin or die to both of them, pretty much.
Yeah, so that was good. So just a few more games coming out for the end of the year, because I'm excited about them. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I love all the Assassin's Creed games that drops on October 5th.
We need to get Assassin's Creed
Origin, because we're still making our way through a bunch of old games. We have so many of the Assassin's Creed games that are in various states. We have decided to try and finish all of them that we have.
I've been working on Syndicate.
You've been working on Syndicate. I've been doing the Enzio collection a little bit. Yeah, but I'm definitely going to get Odyssey. I like the idea of the Greek backstory.
It's Greek?
Well, that's what the Odyssey is, yeah. It's going to tell a story. Ooh, it's going to be ancient Greece assassins.
I thought it was like a medieval time.
No. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, October 12th.
We got actually codes to demo that.
Yeah, we'll be trying a demo actually next couple days for the multiplayer. This is going to be a different kind of Call of Duty game because it will not have a campaign mode, which I am not happy about, but I am definitely willing to give the multiplayer a shot and see what's what. Lego DC Supervillains, October 16th, which, I mean... All of the Lego games are great, and DC Supervillains sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun to get to play, you know, with the bad guys. And that's the point of the game.
As long as they add a Bat-Cow, I'll be fine.
Battlefield 5, October 19th. This is the one Tom's looking for. Red Dead Redemption 2, October 26th, right in time for Halloween. That game's gonna... I haven't seen really any, other than a couple of news articles, I really haven't seen any pages or demo or gameplay yet for that.
I've heard the Red Dead Redemption is really good, and it's kind of like Skyrim in an open world kind of sense, so...
Yeah, you were like willing, a toddler when Red Dead Redemption came out, the first one.
Yeah,
so.
I'm willing to give it a try, sure. And... So,
yeah. In November, we've got Fallout 76. This is the next installment of the Fallout series.
It better be about Soldier 76 from Overwatch.
Yeah, it's not, but it definitely sounds like it should be. No, this is actually, I think, chronologically going to be the first Fallout game, because I think it's only set 20 years after the Fallout, So I think it's kind of almost like a prequel game. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee comes out on November 16th on the Switch.
Of Pokemon Switch games, we need to pick up Detective Pikachu. If you haven't heard about that, they gave Pikachu a Detective Holmes kind of voice to him. And I just want to see it. I just want to play as him. I just love the idea. So we're going to do it.
Detective Pikachu?
Yeah, Detective Pikachu.
Yeah. So what else? What else do you want to talk about before you get into Skyrim?
So, remember when we were playing Overwatch last night?
Mm-hmm.
And I told you I had a question that I'll save for the podcast?
Yeah.
This is my question.
Okay.
So you main Bastion, right?
Yes, in Overwatch, yes.
Do you think it's good to set up where the action is or set up in advance? Like, if they're pushing the cart, go to the cart and try and clear out there, or wait for them to come to you?
You know, that's a good question. I think it really depends on the map. I think there are some maps where there's a good angle for Bastion to sit up with his kind of back against the wall. And so in that case, I kind of sit up there and I wait. But I try not to do that if it's too close to where the checkpoint is. Because I feel like there's just natural inertia. If you set up too close to the checkpoint, it's almost like giving up the checkpoint and they're going to pass it. So I try and take it a little bit to them. When I'm playing Bastion, I try to get to the payload and take the payload even when I'm defending. So I like to kind of sit back and wait for the enemies to be cleared out and then help and shoot from a distance and try and clear out the enemies around the payload and then, you know, run as fast as Bastion can run to get on the payload, because I feel like once you're on the payload, it gives you an advantage. You can really see the enemies coming at you, and hopefully if you have a good team that's helping you, maybe giving you a shield, just giving you some cover fire, I think a Bastion could do a lot of damage on the payload in the defense mode.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Not a lot of people. So, another question I have is, when you're playing as Bastion, what do you look out most for? Because, like, last night when we were playing, you were kind of looking out for that sniper. So,
well, I had to look out for that sniper because it kept getting me, and I couldn't see where it was coming from. I could only see right before it hit me because I was paying attention to other things. There was a lot. That was a really good Widowmaker, though, and she was getting me from a far distance.
She was getting you from spawn.
Yeah, that's right. We were playing the King's Row map, and I was doing my normal where I kind of tucked behind the car in the point.
Yeah,
and
did that kind of limit your vision to the left?
A little bit, but I try and keep an eye on who I see go by there because they have to pass around behind that little gazebo area. So I do try and keep an eye on who's there so I can keep it in the back of my head. I'm going to have to spin and shoot. But it gives you a little bit of cover. She was good. I adopted a different stance where I was kind of moving and I would fire and then move, which is not something I like to do with Bastion. I would fire, move, heal myself, go back into position, which is more work than I want to do when I'm playing as Bastion. But she was pretty good, and she was getting me hard from the spawn point. There really wasn't much I could do about it. But we were successful, and I actually ended up getting to play the game in that match. So
check it out on his Twitter feed. He curses a day.
I did. I said a bad word. But then I ended up getting the play of the game, so I was happy about it. I think that's it for segment one. When we come back, Tom is going to talk about Skyrim and what he's been doing in that game. Okay. And we'll be back in a few minutes. All right, check you guys out. Bye. We'll be right back. to Wingardium Gamesiosa. This is segment two. I am still Mike.
I'm still Tom.
And we're going to be talking about, well, I'm not going to be talking about it. Tom is going to take the mic here for a minute, and he's going to talk about Skyrim. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, it's been out for a couple years. It's a huge game. People love it. We got it, we were late to the Skyrim party, just because it's not normally a game I would be attracted to, and I think Tom was probably a little young when it first came out, but he got it, played it for a while, put it down, and has kind of come back into it with a vengeance. So I think he's going to walk through his kind of thoughts and feelings on the game. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Thomas and take it away.
So Skyrim's a really good open world RPG. I love how it starts out where you're a prisoner. You don't see your face until you're talking to one of the guards, and then you get to pick who you are. And this, I want to say, is some of the most stressful moments in Skyrim because it affects everything down the line. If you pick a certain class, they'll say stuff that's different, maybe treat you different. I don't know, I always go with Khajiit or Norge, which is what actually I'm playing as in my current playthrough. And each class has their own abilities, which will either help you or not help you. So, like, the reptile people, I forget what they're called, but they have some abilities that are kind of useless, like breathing underwater. That would be helpful, but there are potions of water breathing and not many, like, water segments of the area, so it's kind of useless, but, like, it's a good, and it's just really fun to play. The story. Never more have I loved a game story. It's so good. The character interactions are so good. And I love how something you say now will affect something in the future. I love that. And that's usually how RPGs are, but I just love how Skyrim did it. The battle mechanics, they're good, but since I'm talking about battle mechanics, it only feels right to talk about one of the greatest horrors in all of Skyrim. No, not dragons. Unfortunately, not trolls. Those are actually hard to kill, though. I'm talking about stamina. So, if you have a shield up and you attack with it, you shield bash, which doesn't do that much. But it takes down a quarter of your stamina. And you only have limited stamina, and when you're out of stamina, you can't really move that fast. Shield bash, charge hit, or run. And I hate that, because, first of all, on higher enemies, they don't do that much. And you really have to level up a bunch to get your stamina high. But since one of my battle tactics, this isn't really a good one, is level up when you need it, like in the middle of a battle, since they let you do that. And you're not really worrying about stamina, so usually you're leveling up magicka or health, so you really don't level up your stamina. So, that's a major horror. I usually don't run. Like, I usually don't sprint. So, that's good. But I do sometimes shield bash. And, like I said, it takes up a quarter of your stamina, so I really gotten out of the habit of shield bashing. Do you have anything to say, Dad?
No. No. I've been enjoying watching you play. I mean, just as a general, these games are more involved than I think I can handle at this point in my life. But it's been fun watching you play. I enjoy how open world and detailed the game is. And I give you a lot of credit for sticking with the mystery. I know looking around and just wandering is not something that comes easily to you. You are not naturally the most...
I always have to have something to kill.
Yeah, you're not necessarily the best, like, just searcher and best lurker. Looker.
Well, I'm not covered in ink. That's a reference to Benny and the Ink Machine.
But, no, it's been interesting watching you play. I know, I mean, game-wise, we're still very early in the game, but I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying watching you deal with the mechanics.
Yeah, so the music... Oh my god, Skyrim, I love your music. It's not what you would feel like Skyrim's music would be. I attended a music camp, and we had this thing called Masterclass where kids perform pieces that they've learned. This kid, Nate, he performed the main theme for Skyrim. And I didn't even know that Skyrim had a main theme, let alone that it was so good. Because I love that. And so, shout out to Nate Kenny. Yeah, but it's really good. Like all RPGs, like all games, the music really helps you find out. Like, even if you're like me and you speed through what they're saying, the music can really help tell the story, too. Like, in a silent, short picture, like, short movie, the music really helps. And so, that's great. The music is on point, and it's really cool. The graphics are amazing. Like, I love, like, when you're fighting the dragon earlier in the game, you can only hit in the head, and that will only do damage, which sucks if you don't like using a bow, since you have to use a bow to kill this thing. You don't have to, but it's definitely what you should use. The head had blood on it, and it looked like real blood. Like, it's amazing, and I love how they portrayed, like, when you heal with healing magic or a healing potion, it's amazing. The fire is really cool. The shouts, oh my god, shouts, I love these things.
You do so, like the shout. You were very excited to get the shout ability.
I really don't understand how Whirlwind Sprint is a shout. But it's not my problem. Whirlwind Sprint is really cool. It allows you to move forward fast, like really fast. Doesn't take up any stamina, which I love, but has a 15-second cooldown. Which I don't really love, but yeah, so that's really all I have to say about Skyrim.
Nice. You're going to stick with it to finish?
Yeah, like, later on in the podcast, you'll hear more about Skyrim and later on.
Yes, maybe when we do this in a couple weeks, you can give us your update. I doubt you'll be done in the next 2 weeks, so we'll get your update on progress.
Don't underestimate me.
Well, Tommy is going on a fancy cruise, so I don't think he'll be playing any video games while he's on this fancy cruise.
Well, I'm going to find my DS.
That's true. All right. Well, I think that's been the return to Wingardium Gamesiosa. Hopefully we'll be doing more of these more regularly. We hope to hear from you guys.
Again, we are sorry that
we've missed you.
Yeah, we've missed you. And send us ideas
for
what you want us to do a podcast about. we'll probably do it.
Yeah, you want us to play something, you want us to see something and talk about it, just let us know. We will go do it. But I think that's it for today. Say goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye, Tom.
Bye, guys.